Ralphie Radio Show, the second episode of Season 3 of Jersey Shore last night. Two Fab Fridays, twofab.com, managing editor David Kaplan. Not as many explosive fireworks from Episode 1 as we saw last night, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely toned it down a little bit. I think, you know, the first episode, they really wanted to sort of set up the tension and the friction, and there wasn't as much sort of, like blatant swearing and fighting, but you sort of more just felt the tension amongst all of them all that's going to sort of set up the dynamic, obviously, I guess, for the future episodes.
Yeah, and we get two episodes next week too, right? Monday and Thursday they're going to be airing new ones.
Exactly. They're going to give us more and more and more. There's lots of fodder there for more episodes, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of fodder, you of course at twofab.com have been talking about Jersey Shore. What exclusive have you broken this week about any of the cast members?
We've been very busy this week. Well, first of all, I can tell you that DJ Paul, he's launching a t-shirt line. He's launching with a friend of his. He has a 50% stake in it.
So makes sense.
His branding empire is doing very well. Sammy Sweetheart, we also broke exclusively, is launching a fragrance. We're also going to have, other exclusive news, actually. We're going to have JWoww. She's launching for her fragrance. There's going to be also, a new ad campaign we're going to be breaking. We also have, we're all over Jersey Shore this week. We also spoke with Angelina, the booted Jersey Shore member.
Of course.
She may not be on the show, but she still is very, very spirited and vocal. She's saying that the new cast member, Dina Cortez, is ridiculous. She said she thinks she's like Kim Kardashian, and she's not. So she's sort of fighting mad, but she, in fact, though, she had sort of a short-lived, what people thought was short-lived music career in November when one of her songs leaked, I'm Hot, but she told 2Fab exclusively that she's going to be launching a new single called Going Out Tonight, January 29th.
Oh, so I can't wait to hear that one.
There's going to be a lot more. And, when we spoke to DJ Polly, who does the DJing, he was sort of poking fun at her, saying that he won't be sort of, playing her songs in clubs and stuff. So I don't think this new track will be on his DJ set.
I don't think it's going to be on many DJ sets, but hey, maybe she'll prove me wrong. What is Angelina's obsession with Kim Kardashian, though?
You know what? I think, Angelina, she's always sort of looked up to. Kim Kardashian is really sort of revered by every reality TV star.
Right.
That's the person they can be. So I guess somehow Angelina thought that Dina, was thinking she was a Kim Kardashian, or I don't know, somehow like that. But she was just telling us, she's not like, she was saying that Dina's not like Kim Kardashian. She doesn't look like her. She's not as business savvy. She's not as smart. Just the whole thing. So, they all want to be Kim.
Oh, Angelina. She's one of, I know, she called herself the Kim Kardashian of Staten Island way back in the day. Too funny.
Exactly.
Hilarious. 2Fab Fridays, 2Fab.com. Managing editor David Kaplan, as always, thank you for the 411. Have a great long weekend, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ralphie.